It's 7:35. This is news from Aspen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Roger Adams. The town of Carbondale is facing what might be called a pleasant dilemma. Later this year, the town's library will move to a new building and vacate the old space. Now, town council must decide among three proposals on how to fill the Gordon Cooper building on 4th Street. One of those ideas is an Academy for the Performing Arts. So dance, music, and theater. Peter Gilbert, founder of Carbondale's Dance Initiative, is behind the plan.
The proposal is to put together five existing organizations that are involved in the performing arts, dance, theater, music, voice, and create what I have named the Carbondale Academy of Performing Arts, or CAPA.
CAPA would be a place for the teaching and rehearsal of performing artists. Under the plan, a floating wooden dance floor and individual rehearsal studios would replace bookshelves in the old library. Gilbert says the organization can guarantee to be in the building for at least 4 years, after which the academy would reevaluate its membership and success. Earlier this week, Gilbert and supporters of two other proposals presented their ideas to town council. Catherine Camp and her partners were there. They want to open an infant child care center for working families.
If you need the income, you've got to get to work. And you can't go to work if you don't have the child care.
Camp envisions using the library to create a family enrichment center. It would be designed with a home-like atmosphere for children from birth through age 10. It would include a pediatric physician's office, play areas, nap rooms, and a kitchen and an organic garden. She says it would fill an unmet need.
In infant care, in this part of the valley, there are two spots. There are two licensed spots. There's a 21-family waiting list for those spots. And so what happens to those infants whose mommies have to go back to work is often what they call illegal care, and that's someone working out of their house without a license.
The third proposal town council is considering promises to bring tourism to Carbondale and the Roaring Fork Valley, especially tourists seeking world-class art. Renowned sculptor James Searles, whose work appears in public spaces around the world, lives and works in Carbondale. His fans include a businessman and longtime friend of Searles.
I'm Jim Calloway, and I'm sort of the unofficial head of the movement to create a James Searles Museum in Carbondale.
Jim Calloway's name graces a cancer center in Glenwood Springs. He's also been involved in the creation of many public spaces, including Carbondale's 3rd Street Center. He, along with the artist, are proposing to raise $1 million to enlarge the Gordon Cooper building to house Searles' often massive nature-inspired sculptures. The museum would include an educational space for guest artists and an area for Searles himself, where he would work with young local artists. A gallery inside the museum would feature other artists' works.
James will be the curator, where we're going to have curated local, regional, and some national young artists in there. And he's a master at that. So we're going to be serving the young artists in this area.
Calloway promised council there would be no cost to the city for the museum, and that it would operate as a nonprofit for at least 20 years. On May 14th, town council will accept public comment on the proposals and then make a decision sometime thereafter. One council member told us it won't be easy. It is, he said, an embarrassment of riches. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams. The time is 7:40.